Carl, it's it's difficult to say what you think of that game.
Well, first of all, credit to them. I think, you know, we've had a tough start in terms of, you know, the sides that we've played and probably where they'll end up in the table. I think probably they're, you know, it's early days, but they're the best side that we've played. I thought they were very lively. They've got a lot of threat, you know, the big, the strong, the physical. You know, and they're a good side. And I think it's a weird one, Rob, because obviously the scoreline's awful and, you know, it's a bad result. And it looks even worse on paper if you weren't here. But then also, I think for large swathes of the game, we've played better tonight than we did on Saturday, certainly in the second half on Saturday. You know, the lads have kept working and kept plugging away till the very end. There were some really nice pockets of play. We scored a beautiful goal from maybe a 15, 16, 17 pass sequence. You know, we've conceded goals tonight at really bad points in the game, and a couple of really, really good goals from them, and a couple of gifts as well in there. And probably the scoreline is a little bit harsh on us, but nonetheless, it's a defeat, and it's another defeat. And you know, we're just trying to find the right formula in a few areas at the moment. And we did start the Lincoln game. I think probably another couple of weeks of pain before we come out the other side of it. And I still think that's the case. But I see some very, very bright sparks in that side. And as I say, you know, we're no fools. We've been in the game long enough to know that from the outside, if you've not been here, you see the score, and you know, and maybe a few things will be said, and you know, we understand that. It doesn't look great, but there's a lot to believe in that side. There's a lot to be ironed out yet. There's a lot of lads, you know, Danny's just hit the wall tonight. He's had no pre-season and two or three 90 minutes now, and he's just absolutely hit the wall. He couldn't move at half time. He's just locked up. You know, Jamie's come off a 4-hour flight and come straight here to the game, and he's like, you know, rusty. Finn Barker, we brought in the lad Robbo at the back, who I thought has done really, really well. It's a little bit unfortunate with a mistake at the end for the goal. It's a shame because he's had a good debut, but he gives us pace across the ground, which we were lacking. That takes us forward. You know, the young lads in the side, Jake has had a great start to the season, and Dylan's come on tonight and been absolutely brilliant. Still a really young man. Asazi, man of the match tonight, fantastic growing, you know. So there's a lot to believe in, and I really believe that a couple of weeks, you know, we'll come out the other side of this. And I'd just, you know, say to people that, you know, from a standing start, really, it's logical it was going to be like this. I'm not a very good loser, and I'm not used to this kind of situation. But you know, if we probably expected anything else, it was probably foolish. You know, and I'd just say, you know, judge us and see where we are at Christmas, and I think it'll be a far different picture.
Paul, one of the disturbing things from standing on the sidelines was how easy they cut through our back line.
We just said that in there. It's when you play in a line like that, it's the runners from a little bit deeper that have done us. So and I've just said to the lads, because you know they say, oh, we're getting turned. You're not getting turned. You're having players that are making runs through, and you're not. You can do one of two things with that. You can either see the run and follow him 5 yards earlier than what you're doing, rather than waiting to be on your toes and then try and react, or you step, play him offside. And I'll tell you what, three times there, if we'd have just gone the other way on the forward foot, they'd have all been offside. But that lack of communication, that lack of knowledge and understanding of where the runner's coming from, that's what done us, as I said. And on that fourth goal, that's exactly what it was, you know. And they had three of those. And we didn't learn. So we've just mentioned it in there. It's just that lack of experience and a lack of game time, especially between the two centre halves. It's the first time they played together tonight, you know. So yeah, it was that sort of 10-minute spell where they had three or four of that movement. It's very, very easy to sort out. But again, we've got to be able to get on the training. We're not training for 4 weeks because we've been playing games, you know. And this is a team that's in the process of being built. So even trying to get information to players during games, not during training, and it's difficult. You know, we only had four training sessions before the game started. So this is, you know, this is like Carl's just said. You know, we've come from a base of at the ground level, and we're now building each week without being able to train. And you can work on things like that. You know, but that's all that is. It was just a lack of communication, a lack of trust, a lack of understanding. That's all it is. That will come with games. As I said, you know, I mean, Robbo's come in and he's lightning quick, but you can't just wait for a guy that's already got the run on you before you react, because he's already at pace and then you've got to build into that pace. And that's all that was. It was just a little lack of understanding. That will turn around. But I'm not really too concerned about that. I don't think we'll see much more of that as we go into the season, because they'll soon learn and develop that as we get the information to how to defend that better.
I think it's a bit of naivety as well, Rob, because, you know, I think, and this is the thing at the moment, and I think around the club we have all got to understand where we are, because we're not what we were 3-4 years ago. That team was coming off the back of a season where the club had been relegated. We built a team. COVID interrupted the season, but that was a hit and miss season. Mm-hmm. We were playing good football and we scored some goals and we had some entertainers, but it was hit and miss. And then we went into the season where we were a different proposition. We're not that side now. You know, we've got, everybody loves young players and we champion young players. We've got 17-year-old right back, 19-year-old centre back now, 17-year-old centre midfielder, 18-year-old in Dylan. You know, the list goes on. And those players are going to make mistakes and they're going to make rookie errors and they're going to misjudge lines and when to drop, when to squeeze. So you can't have it both ways. And I think us as a football club, and me as well as a manager, Paul, we can't be entitled. We're not what we were 4 years ago, rather, when we got that promotion. We might be next year, we might be the year after, you know, but this year is about getting us to where we can from a standing start and building a side. And these lads are going to make mistakes, but I'll tell you what, they're well worth watching. We've got some really good youngsters here, and I don't want to be derogatory, but me and Paul came and watched games last season a couple of times, losing games of football, and I saw nothing positive really. Things I was reading around the club, there was really nothing to draw from it. If you're here and you're seeing that, you have to have a real agenda not to see many, many positives within that side, even if you're just looking at young individual players who have a massive future, even as basic as that.
But do you think the long high balls were serving Jamie very well up front?
No, we went too long, too straight, too often. We just talked about that. We had a little bit of joy with Diags, but we were too greedy. We were too greedy. And then look what happened actually when we did get it down with, you know, like I say, 15, 16, 17 passes, a shot at the end of it and a goal. You know, we tell the lads to play. And we've always had this. When you're a passing side, you, Alex Morris was a bugger for it. You know, he'd always panic himself into going long and forcing the play when we're trying to build. And we're just falling into the same trap a little bit. And it takes some doing to become, you know, a cultured passing side. But no, that's not an instruction. It's just sometimes lads just... It's almost like we've had too many passes, we're not going anywhere, and they just bang, you know, and you turn the ball over. But it's frustrating.
We've got a really tough game Saturday.
Really tough game Saturday, but there's no jeopardy on that, is there? You know, it's a free hit. There's nothing expected of us in that game other than to kind of represent the club well, work hard and give it our all, you know, much like we did against Lichfield. So we'll go out. It's a free hit. I'm glad we need that little break from the league right now. Like I say, we've got lads which working on getting in. We're working on getting fit and getting back to fitness, getting back on the pitch, which will take us in a different direction. And as much as I want to get some points on the board now, I'm probably relieved to go into a little bit of a cup break now. And as I say, Saturday is very much, we've earned the opportunity to go and play against Sporting Khalsa with you know, no pressure on us as with the underdog tag. So we can look forward to Saturday. The lads can relax, they can play, and you know, it just buys us another week.
Nathan be back?
Well, Nathan was unavailable tonight, but equally Nathan wasn't starting tonight. We wanted to try a couple of different things. So Nathan, we're hoping we'll be back on Saturday to give us another option.
Great. Before I let you go, I've been asked by at least a dozen people, what's happened to Steve Hart? Can you just tell us?
Yeah, you'd have to ask Steve Hart what's happened to Steve Hart. You know, he's an open invitation to come and train. Until he trains, you know, he wouldn't be considered. He's not making himself available to train, and he's not making himself available to play. So whether Steve's got the hunger to play football anymore, I don't know, it would appear not. So he's not somebody at the moment that we think about or fantasise about. I can understand why supporters wonder that. But as I say, we you know, I can't. You can only lead a horse to water, and he's done no pre-season. He's not made himself available for a fixture, so...
Cheers, thanks. All the best for Saturday.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Cheers, Robin.